Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week. We're three old guys. Let's just get it out there. Three old guys talk about old games. Even though the third guy requested this as a bluff, didn't think we'd do it, but we fucking did it.
Not only are we doing it, we remembered that he said that he wanted to be on this episode.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get out of ever being on Tadpog again. No, well, why don't we play? Yeah.
These all motherfuckers right. Will never do Cool Spot.
Yeah.
So hashtag more Miller. Sean Miller is here.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
Our 7-Up authority.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even like Sprite.
Fuck some Sprite.
I mean 7-Up.
Oh, God.
We got to start over.
Yeah. Somebody at PepsiCo is going to be pissed about that.
This is definitely going to violate our corporate sponsorship.
So today, of course, we're continuing on our other Shit Monday series of corporate games that feature food and beverage.
Yeah, you found a term for this.
Advert games is what they're called.
Advert games.
Did you find that or make it up?
It's on Wikipedia.
No, it's a real thing.
Research advert games.
Tyler sent me a link to it. I was like, God damn.
That would be a great thing to trademark. Just advert game. They're onto something.
So we're going to do of my childhood fame as well, because I loved this game as a kid, and I talked about doing it before. So when Miller said, I want to do it, jokingly, and then it fit in with what we were doing. So yeah, fucking Cool Spot.
I do remember enjoying it as a child, you know, to skip ahead in the podcast,
oh,
but
man,
I did enjoy it as a kid, but it's one of those, it's like, you know, I enjoyed doing a lot of dumb shit that I wouldn't want to talk about on a podcast either, so yeah, we'll see. I used to hit a tree with a baseball bat over and over again like I was chopping it down. I'm not sure that that's a proper...
See, I did that as a kid too, only I would use sticks from the tree, like some perverted weird thing, like I wanted to chop down a tree with its own sticks. That's like the thing I wanted to do.
Sounds like something Josh would want to do.
It's really that tree. That tree needs to die by his own limb.
But first, I'm your beard host, Tyler. And I come this week with a Gatsby story.
That's been a while.
I recently heard a Gatsby story I'd never heard before.
Yes.
And it's more like horrifying than it is like, oh, that's funny, like that's terrible. So terrible Gatsby story.
Terrible Gatsby, that's the one that's not been introduced yet. Terrible Gatsby, it's Brandy's third cousin.
But it is about Brandy Gatsby, because when she was in the sixth grade, just started middle school, which middle school already, like, man, I fucking hated middle school.
It's probably the worst time in a person's life.
Oh, my God. Like, all the stereotypical stuff you see happening to kids in, like, high school movies and high school shows. Like, high school was not like that for me, but middle school was. Middle school was the years of, like, awful torture, segregation into different cliques and groups based on your interests. And
high school wasn't like the movies? You didn't go to school with a bunch of 32-year-olds?
Well, at our high school, too, I mean, it was so big that you didn't really...
That's true.
Like, if you were not accepted into one group, there were plenty of other people to hang out with. No big deal. The middle schools were, you know, one third roughly the size.
Yeah.
So, like, you were more likely to get noticed, good or bad. So,
and I guess kids are shittier at that age, too.
Oh, yeah. Because,
I mean, granted, like, I feel like the kids were the shittiest. I also made, like, it was awful time. I hated middle school, but I made some of my longest lasting, like, lifetime friendships and relationships out of middle school.
It's like war.
Yeah, exactly. That's how Josh and Shake and I are so tight, because we were in the bunker together.
Right.
So Josh, Shake, and the Gatsbys, I got, you know, lifelong friends out of middle school, just at the sacrifice of, like, mental anguish and torture for the rest of my life. But it was our first day of sixth grade, and she's always been like kind of reserved, so she really didn't want to go. Like, she was dreading middle school. She hated that she had to go. She had to take the bus because her mom had to drive her brother, who was just starting high school, decided to drive her brother to his first day of high school.
Gotcha.
So she had to ride the bus.
It's a new thing for her, riding the bus?
Yeah. I mean, okay. She always like lived like right beside it. So it's the school is like, she lived in the central area where it was a short drive to all elementary, high school, middle school. So, but she had to take the bus this day. And she's upset and already uncomfortable at sitting at the end of the driveway with like her 5-star notepad notebook that she did like. And the bus is coming, and her dog is in the neighbor's yard across the street.
Oh, no, no.
I see where this is going already.
Go ahead and skip ahead 30 seconds if you're squeamish about the cruelty to the animals, I'm assuming.
She didn't want to and her mom was leaving, so she didn't want her dog to be in her neighbor's yard. So she starts calling her dog.
Oh, no.
As she calls her dog, who starts running across the street to her.
Oh, don't finish the story.
Right before it gets to her, bam.
Oh, God.
Dog gets hit. So she's like, she's telling me about it. She's like, the dog gets hit. So I have a breakdown and I have to get on the bus. Her guts are all over my 5-star notebook. And she has to get on the bus and drive to school. Her mom sees this happen, though, as she's like driving away. So then her mom decides, her mom is like no makeup, in pajamas, and decides to follow the school bus. As soon as she gets off the bus, her mom then runs up and grabs and asks her if she's okay. It's middle school, so you're mortified your mom is there on your first day in pajamas and no makeup, making a big deal, and you're covered in your right. Your dog's entrails.
Feminism hasn't reached its apex in middle school. You definitely need makeup in middle school to be pretty.
Oh, man.
That is a pretty horrifying story.
That is a bummer.
It's terrible. It's pretty terrible.
Well, I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I'd like to take this moment to talk about all the pets I've had that have died in the past. Let's just ride this roller coaster just down, 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 down. Just spiral out.
Killed my dog first day of sixth grade. It was my fault. I was covered in blood. My mom embarrassed me.
I remember middle school being pretty shitty. Has anyone ever met somebody who was like, I feel like middle school was the best time of my life?
Yeah. Mm. There's somebody still wearing their Benton Middle Letterman jacket out there.
Like high school, like there are straight up some people who are like, yeah, high school is the best time of my life. Mm-hmm. But I've never, ever run across someone who's like, yeah, middle school was pretty cool.
Middle school was my jam, dog.
They had those like tiny lockers those are really cool. I got to keep like 3 books in there.
I had a top locker, man. It was fucking sweet. Best time of my life.
And what's fucked up is like we had those tiny ass like top and bottom lockers too. Not only were they tiny, you had to share them with somebody. Where it's like, so you can never keep anything. You never keep anything cool in there, like your folders with the animals playing sports. Like my favorite one was the bald eagle who's playing football, and his talons are so sharp that they're just shredding through the football. I don't know why. I really didn't like sports or bald eagles. So, but for some reason, that was like
the middle most school. America. Middle school folder I've ever heard of.
I had to pass. Like, that's my thing. Like, I had to get by socially. So, I was like, clearly I don't have the tools to work with, so I'm going to buy this folder. it's going to let me skate by for 3 years. And it did. That was a – middle school is a weird time, especially because, like, I think about this guy from time to time. I've never been, like – I've usually been, like, the guy who – I wouldn't say I've been bullied a lot, but, I mean, if I'm on either side, I'm probably on the bullied side as opposed to the bullying side. But I do remember, I feel bad because in eighth grade, see, that's when you start getting cocky, eighth grade, because it's like, I'm about out of this bitch. I can do whatever the fuck I want to before I have to go to high school and start all this horrible shit over again as a freshman. I remember there was this kid who had, he's just regular looking kid, pretty much regular looking. His head might have been a little big. His head might have just been like just a little big. And I remember, I'm not proud of this, but me and a couple other friends used to call him Tall Head. There's Tall Head. That's pretty much it. That was the extent of it. But we would say it a lot. We would say it loud. He definitely knew we were talking about him. I wonder about him sometimes. I wonder about him. Like, does he go to work and like?
Did he grow into his tall head?
Put his tall head in the car and drive to work where he's with other tall-headed individuals. I guess the weird thing was his head wasn't. I mean, I said his head was big. It wasn't really wide. I mean, but it was definitely tall. Dude had a tall head, is what I'm saying.
Like a Herman Munster head. Like it was
kind of like a Herman Munster head, but with a better haircut.
Flat on top and very tall.
Better haircut.
Dave's looking at me out of the side of his eye because he's starting to realize that I've got a gigantic head. Starting to feel bad about this.
I'm rethinking this intro story. I noticed Tyler is checking his phone the entire time. He's definitely thinking the same thing.
I forgot to set my timer. That's what I was
just starting knocking over TV. Just turning. Over the table.
Dave's telling the tall head story again.
Giganto head will not put up with it.
I also remember really pissing a girl off. I had this like, I still don't really know how to express myself, but like in middle school, I definitely didn't, especially with girls. And there was this girl that I liked. And in gym class, for some reason, I decided, I know what I'll do. She'll definitely get this. She'll appreciate this and probably love me afterwards. I remember saying, you have hairy armpits. it's exactly what I said to her, very loud in front of her and her friends. And man, she didn't like that as much as I thought she would. Didn't like it at all.
Well, what's wrong with her?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't say I was going to lead up with or follow up with. I mean, they're nice. I like them hairy like that.
My middle school thing, I remember in the girls would be in gym class and they would have to get down on their hands and then do like the mountain climbers where they're moving their knees.
I don't know, so they're down like
a push-up position, only yeah. They're moving their knees like they're walking up stairs or something like that. But most of them would not remember to tuck in their shirt. So if you'd walk behind them while they're doing their mountain climbers, you can see the bottom of their bras.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
some good old underbra. Girl, let me see that wire.
I've got a middle school dead dog story.
Oh my God.
this is the second time in just the last few minutes that somebody's brought something up that I actually had an answer to.
Sean Miller has lived life, everybody.
I really have. I've seen it all. I've aged horribly because of it. My head has grown severely longer. Oops, brain tumor. This girl lived up the street from me, and I had a huge crush on her. Her name was Lindsay. She lived in the same little neighborhood. My neighborhood was just a drive and then a big circle around this area. And she lived on one far corner of the
cul-de-sac.
The circle. No, it wasn't a cul-de-sac. I mean, like, you literally, the roads made one big circle. I mean, you know where my parents live. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you turn down that road. If you turn right, you go up and around, and it just makes a big loop.
Put it in a wheel analogy. That's always how they've described Washington, D.C. to me. It's a big wheel.
Yeah. Well,
it's fucking terrible.
It's a terrible wheel.
Terrible wheel.
I lived at 8 o'clock. She lived at, like, 2.
Okay.
If you're looking at it aerially.
Okay.
So, anyhow.
Clockily. Yeah. Barely clockily.
Clockwise. So I had a huge crush on her. I just thought she was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. And
did you talk to her about her armpits?
No.
Okay.
I didn't notice her armpits. I wish I had. That seems like a smooth move that I could have pulled.
Yeah.
Her boobs are big enough. Miller didn't notice she had arms or not. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this girl?
No. I'm just assuming. Hey,
I've cut to Tyler just looking through yearbooks for like 1996. She has big boobs.
Probably her.
Yeah. I don't think at the time I realized that I was a boob guy. So that didn't come till later when a girl was, you know, willing to let me touch it. So then I was all in. But she had a little dog. I don't know what it was. It was like a Jack Russell Terrier. It's a fairly small dog. But it got ran over in front of my house. Not her head. Like it had wandered down to my side of the, you know, not but quarter mile away, but it wandered down there and got ran over right in front of my driveway.
So you freaked out.
Oh, no. I just was like, well, there's a dead dog there. This is,
this is where we differ.
Like, Miller's already jaded by middle school. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, now I'm a dog person. Now that story that Tyler told, like, is just gut-wrenching to me.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, well, dead dog. All right. I wasn't allowed to have dogs because my mom fucking hated them. So it meant nothing to me. It was just a thing.
Did you check your tires?
No. No, but so the dog sat there for a week, just dead splattered on the street. And mind you, I knew this girl, but I didn't talk to her a lot because I was very intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog sat there and sat there and sat there. And finally, I see her in school one day, and I was like, are y'all going to clean your dog up?
It reminds me of that episode of Doug where he goes to Patty and her dog's been dead for a week. He handled it a little differently. He found a beat song that was like about a dead dog. And he played it for
it. You got to clean your dead dog up.
I was like, are y'all going to come clean your dead dog? She didn't know that the dog was dead. Because the way you would get to her house, you didn't need to go like around the loop where my house was. So she would always come down, take a ride, and did not know. The dog had just gone missing. She had been putting up like wanted posters for the dog and like been called and had been freaking out about it. And I just very brazenly was just like, you need to come, you know, get a shovel and get your dog. Because like every time my mom backs out of the house, she runs over it again. It's right in front of our driveway.
It's pretty goopy now. Get like a deep shovel.
I mean, it's starting to smell. You really something. I don't know why at the time that didn't seem like. I just assumed she knew the dog was dead, and a week was enough time for her to not be so offended by me being like, "Get your damn dog out of this."
It's been a week. Get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't really know how to talk to girls either.
How did she react?
Oh, she flipped the fuck out. Okay. She just started crying. I was like, oh my God, he's dead. And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you get run over by a, you know, by a Bronco. I mean, that's... Just there's not much coming back from that when you're a 20-pound dog. I'm sorry. But...
You're not wrong.
A very blunt child, Sean Miller. Realistic and blunt.
It's a bleak world we grow up in, Lindsay. Yeah.
That's pretty much how it was. And actually, that's not the only... Around the same time, I was in high school at that point, and by this time, Mom had allowed us to get a couple of dogs. Well, we got one dog, and another one just kind of adopted us because the neighbors didn't take care of it. And her name was Corky. And she had this huge underbite, like the most off-putting underbite you've ever seen. Like, some dogs have underbites. This was, like, she looked like something was wrong with her. But we still loved her anyway. And I had a four-wheeler. Before I got a car, I had a four-wheeler. And I used to take it and go driving down these trails, and I'd have to cross the main highway, 641 there, near the old Walmart in Benton, for anybody that knows where that's at.
Everybody.
Somebody, like, a couple of people out there are going to know. But anyway...
We'll put it on the Tadpog tour.
She used to.
Can we? I need your old address so we can find the spot in the cul-de-sac.
That's where the old Walmart used to be.
This is where Lindsay's dog met its untimely end.
Well, it's both my house and where the dog died, so it's like it's worth double points on it. If you go
Tadpog location bingo.
Yeah, I was gonna say, somebody out there needs to go get a picture in front of my old house. I'm not going to give you the address. You just figure out where it's at. Take a selfie in front of my old house, and you'll get Tadpog points for it. Are you guys agreeable to that? Okay.
Yeah. Bonus if you dress up like a dead dog.
I don't think.
Lay behind a car.
I don't think my mother, who still lives there, is going to appreciate people standing in the yard with a selfie stick going.
Or all dressed up like, dressed up like a red Jack Russell Terrier, just laying all over her yard.
But we,
I have to go to work. Please get out of the way.
No, we're going to recreate this. Like, we're really going to recreate this. But the dog Corky had chased me all the way to the Walmart building. Well, apparently she got hit. Now, she didn't look like she'd been hit. It looked like she was pretty old. Like, she might have just passed out and died of a heart attack next to the road. But when I came back, I found her in, like, I'm in high school, so I'm trying not to be upset about it. And I'm like, oh, you know, okay, we've got to do something. We can't just leave her here. So I go get my brother, who is 8 years older than me. And I get him, and I'm like, yeah, Corky's dead. She's up on the road. We need to go take care of her. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, what do we do? I was like, get a trash bag. So we got a big, like, 55-gallon black trash bag and took it up there. And, like, we're doing our best not to be upset by it, especially in front of each other. So my brother's sitting there, like, sort of nudging Corky with his foot, going, Corky, Corky, roll over, Corky, roll over, sit, play dead. Good dog, good play dead. All right, get the bag. And so we cut
to you just bawling.
Like, I'm trying not to be upset. We try to put her in the bag, and it's like, she's stiff as a board. Her legs are just straight out like this, so we can't get her in the bag exactly. Like, and it looks like...
What kind of dog is this, by the way?
Oh, like a border collie.
Okay, so pretty big dog.
Yeah, I mean, she was, you know, 70 pounds, pretty tall, okay. So yeah. And we ended up having to go back and bury her behind our grandma's house. And then, like, I think we just forgot to tell our parents. And one day they were like, Corky's been missing for a while. And we were like, oh no, she's dead. What do you mean she's dead? Well, she died. We buried her. Why didn't you tell? I don't know. We were in grief. We were in shock.
These things happen, Mom. Just fucking deal with it.
Corky's not missing. We know exactly where she is.
It's the circle of life, Lindsay, okay? It's just part of it. You didn't like the damn dog anyway. What do you care?
Well, those are some pretty uplifting intro stories. Thanks, Tyler. I feel like we have you to thank for this wonderful journey we've gone on. Yep. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope everyone enjoyed the fireworks. Here's some dead dog stories.
My bloodhound's really scared of fireworks.
Well, one day he won't be.
Oh, yeah. Everything comes to an end.
Oh. Do you hear that, Dave?
Oh, man, I do. You know that, like, Abraham Lincoln funeral ghost train that people talk about? I hear that, yeah. But it's like, instead of, like, old Civil War hymns, it's just barking and growling.
I hear a train coming down, and all of a sudden, Oh, God. It's Lindsay's dog all over again.
Of course I do, Tyler. Of course I do. It's of course the dog funeral train that always ushers in a little segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. We're all really big animal lovers here. I want to point that out. I feel like that's important. Go ahead.
We all three have. I've got, if you count fish, I've got 10 animals at my house.
But we don't count fish, so don't worry about it.
All right, four.
When my most recent dog, Ayn, died, I called into work. It was like, not coming to work. Yeah. Not coming. I'm just not doing it. Because it's like, trust me, you don't want me there.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool spot. Cool spot on Wikipedia, guys. I want to say right ahead that not to be confused with spot, : the cool adventure. Don't know what that is. We can look into that if we want. I also want to note that we've got a big white exclamation point and a blue triangle. That means this page has some issues.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Cool Spot, guys, Cool Spot is a mascot for 7-Up, introduced in 1987. Based on the cherry in the 7-Up logo, the spot is an anthropomorphic red circle.
I did not know the spot's supposed to be a cherry.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that either.
It doesn't taste like cherry. Why would there be a cherry in the logo? I thought it was lemon lime soda, so I just thought, okay, it's a red dot.
I didn't know it was supposed to be a cherry either. I just thought it was a red dot.
Mm. Yeah, I think I knew that. I'm just making it up. I don't know.
Guys, it has arms, it has legs, it has a mouth, and it has sunglasses. Mm-hmm. British video game developer Virgin Interactive's American Studio produced a platform game starring the 7-Up spot entitled Cool Spot. Who would have thought that they would have made that game that we're reading an entry for? It was originally developed in 1993 at Virgin Games USA by Steve Perry's brother, David Perry, for the Mega Drive Genesis.
Steve Perry, the guitar player from...
Hey, look, I don't make this stuff up. I just read off Wikipedia.
From Journey.
And
no, it's Aerosmith, isn't it?
Steven Tyler's
Aerosmith. I'm thinking of Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
And Joe Perry.
Joe Perry's a guitarist for Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or he was. I don't. Is he still?
I don't know.
Any of them dead? I don't know.
Probably.
No, they're all alive.
Although I heard the Stones played in Nashville a couple of months ago, and it rocked.
Yeah, a buddy of mine from work went and saw him. He said it was amazing.
Yeah. Old bastards just still getting it. But anyway.
I never would have guessed. No. I would have thought he'd have come back and been like, yeah, you know, they were just kind of old. It was sad.
Yeah.
This game came out for the Genesis and Super NES and then ported by other teams to the Sega Master System, Sega Game Gear, Game Boy, Amiga, and DOS in 1994. Then there's some other stuff. There's some album art that looks like, there you go, looks super 90s, which is my first comment that I've got in my notes is that, man, if we had to pick a game that like just embodied the 90s, I think Cool Spot would be like pretty high on that list for me.
Pretty close.
Yep.
All right. My relationship with Cool Spot. I don't know why, but as a kid, I was fucking obsessed with not just like the game Cool Spot, but the mascot Cool Spot. I don't know why, man, but that was my thing. I loved Cool Spot.
Tell me what you loved about Cool Spot.
Well, it's cool.
Well, I remember I had a toy of Cool Spot. It was just like a piece of red plastic with black wires and gloves and shoes and had sunglasses on it. And I fucking played with that thing for hours every single day. And I think it drove my dad fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because like the game, I would have my Cool Spot like run around the kitchen and do obstacles like he was in the game. We go over to like friends' houses or whatever. I would just go all throughout their houses doing the same thing. The Cool Spot was going through levels in other people's houses.
I'm gonna go ahead and fill your bathtub up, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and do that because I got a water level. I got to do the.
You guys have like small plates.
I need to balance the plates in here. Also, do you have a young child's wading pool? I'm gonna need that, but I'm gonna need it in the bedroom.
I get to see him running across the family cat and then pulling out some bubbles to blow at him. 15 was a weird age for Tyler.
I remember one day, like, one day it just disappeared. I mean, I never lived that thing. Like, it was always really close to me. One day, it just vanished.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure my dad got tired of my shit and threw it away.
Yeah. There's no pretty sure about it. That's exactly what Manny Holland did to that thing.
There's the hard, cold Sean Miller we've all grown to love.
You were fucked up and he threw it away.
Oh, yeah. You know that garbage disposal made funny noises for a week?
I'm sorry. Cool Spot didn't come. I know you probably like thought that as a kid. It's like, it finally, like I drank enough 7-Up that I believed hard enough. He came to life and now he's fighting crabs and shit on some beach somewhere. It's awesome.
And we were fully a Sprite household. Like, that was the soda that we bought.
Oh, man. I bet you're like,
I insisted we start buying 7-Up. And like, and one, I didn't know Sprite was spelled how it's spelled. I always thought it was Spriette. Because that's how my family says it, Sprite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an odd
Like the T and the E are the other way around.
That's weird.
So, yeah. Yeah.
But do you think if they found out that it was actually pronounced Sprite, they'd all of a sudden be a 7-Up family?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck that. You can't change the name.
I like that Tyler's talking about setting up obstacle courses in the kitchen, and it's Spriette that's weird. that's weird.
Oh, man, that's bizarre.
But like after I got the game and I was obsessed with the game, they wouldn't buy it for me. I could only rent it. So I rented it all the time to play.
Well, yeah, you're a Spriette household.
I remember
buy that game.
I left David Dagas' birthday party early because like I just had to go home and play more Cool Spots. and after I played this game.
Fuck you, Dacus. I got some Cool Spot to get out.
Yeah. I could be over here like playing Mortal Kombat on your computer, but no thanks. I need to go home and play Cool Spot.
Okay, you didn't say that's what was going down at the birthday party. I get it. No one wants to play Mortal Kombat on the computer.
And I remember after playing the game, like I wanted to get the cool points. So I would take quarters and color them in with red marker and keep them in my pocket like they were my cool points from the game. But, I mean, you can't just, like, color a quarter red and it stays red. So my fingers are always, like...
Throwing off on you.
until like I found a old bingo game. And for the bingo, like you had those little like the red tokens.
Yeah.
So then I started carrying those in my pocket.
Oh, good for you.
What did you do with them? Just carried them. Did you ever like give them to somebody? Like when they did something?
No, they were mine.
Those are my cool points.
Did you ever show anybody, or were they just in your pocket?
In my pocket, I would just like reach my head, think in my pocket, just feel them. Like my cool, my cool points.
I fucking love this. I love this.
I could just see him walking up to Brainy Gatsby, just reaching into his pocket, just.
I know it'll bring your dog back, and just sprinkles these bingo pips on the dog.
Well, that's the kind of thing I would have done to a girl, like expecting them to be like, oh, really? Swoon.
Cool.
Like I asked Brandy Gatsby out in sign language because I thought that would be cool. I know she signs at church. So. Yeah,
she had no idea what you were doing. Are you having a seizure? What's wrong with you?
I had Good Time Gatsby teach me how, will you go out with me in sign language? That's all I knew. So when I think I've mentioned this before, like I did it.
Did she answer
and she
back?
And she answered back, and I didn't know what it meant, so I had to go like try to make the motion. Of,
you're doing like, that. You're spelling things out in the alphabet. Do not know. When I was a kid, I used to think that that's how all sign language was. I just thought that they spelled
finger
it out.
Spelling,
because
yeah.
That's all they taught like in school was yep. Like how to do the alphabet. I don't know. And never once did it occur to me, that's not very efficient.
that would take a long time. That's pretty awesome.
But going back to this game now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go back and make sure you know, is this nostalgia I'm feeling for this game or is it good? Just go whole hog and just fully crush everything you remember being that was good as a child.
You didn't like it.
No, I mean it's not terrible.
It's not. I didn't think it was terrible.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
It's no Beetlejuice.
It won some awards.
It's no like buy toys and cool points, keep them in your pockets. Good. So
it actually won some awards for the music. I think I read.
See, I thought the music was terrible.
I thought so too. But then I looked on there and it had got like Gamer Magazine best. You know,
Nickelodeon Kids' Choice?
Something. Yeah. Well, let's not go too far. That's prestigious. I mean, we're talking.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, cool. Was it there at some point, like, if you could get cool points from 7-Up, like, cases and stuff?
Like Coke points? You get?
Yeah, like Marlboro Miles. Or
probably. I don't remember that, but probably.
I vaguely remember that being a thing, but we didn't drink 7-Up either, so 7-Up didn't have caffeine, so
right? I'm with you, man, because it was like my family was all about sweet tea, and like we didn't keep any soda in the house. It was just sweet. You had like three options, sweet tea, milk, or water. So I mean, it was pretty much sweet tea always for me, because I always choose the least healthy option.
Well, yeah.
And this is like the southern sweet tea, where it's like you make a pitcher, and it's like a fucking bag of sugar.
See, that was awesome back then, but now I'm just like, ugh. Man, can't do it.
Your teeth furry?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I think the last time I really drank a lot of sweet tea was that time at your house that weekend where we had to go get insulin shots.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's the best. I love sweet tea. When I was working at the Keg in Murray, like that was basically what you had to do. It's like, okay, we brew this tea in this giant thing. Okay, now take these giant like plastic Coke cups and like 4 cups full. And it's not a cup.
Of sugar?
It's like 3 cups of sugar. So wow. Like 12 cups of sugar.
Oh, yeah. Oh man,
that's just how we do it here. It really is. Like I remember when we moved up north, and
oh, that pisses me off.
The first time we got like sweet tea, and it was like all of us got sweet tea at a restaurant. Like every single one of us, probably like a fucking Chonies or something. And we all took a sip, and it was like simultaneously, our faces just kind of like crinkled up because there's absolutely no sugar in it. And then of course you ask them, I get some sugar in this. And they're like, no. That's what all that shit on the table's for.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't make any.
It's such a great thing to empty sweet and low packets into your cold tea with ice in it. Yeah.
It always really mixes well. So great.
It's what pisses me off. It's like, no, we don't have sweet tea. We just have unsweet. And I'm like, well, put some fucking sugar in it. Like, this is not... You don't need a culinary degree to put sugar in a glass of tea. Just do it. Like, don't give me this bullshit about, oh, you can just do it. No, fuck you.
It doesn't taste the same.
This is what you get paid for.
It doesn't fucking mix.
No, it doesn't. You got to do it while it's hot.
Yeah.
Ugh. It just drives me crazy whenever I go anywhere north and I get sweet tea. Like, we don't have it sweet. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving.
Flip the table. Run over a dog anyway.
See, now all I drink is unsweet tea.
Yeah.
And I actually like unsweet tea. I like unsweet tea and I like sweet tea. But if you just put a little bullshit sugar in it, like, yeah. It has to be one or the other. It can't be in between. Mm-hmm. If it's got a little bit of sugar, it's just a waste.
Well, that was a long story to get to where I was going to say. So I didn't drink much soda. But when I did, it sure as fuck was not 7-Up or Sprite, because it's like you said, I need that caffeine, man. I need that surge.
Yeah. My dad still rallies against caffeine. Coffee was the only thing caffeinated, and he could have that in the morning. Anything, that's it. Like,
caffeine is bullshit.
I could never. If we did have Cokes in the house, yeah. Like, I remember being a kid, like, it was like New Year's Eve and everybody was over and I was like, I had like a Coke in my hand. Everybody was in my room and like, it's still like, it's like 11 o'clock or whatever. We're still waiting. Everybody's drinking caffeine. We're having a good time. And my dad walks in the room, takes away my Coke, walks out of the room, comes back with a full glass of milk, hands me that and leaves again.
Just didn't say a word.
Yeah. I knew he just didn't want me to have caffeine. So
that's one step away from walking in the room, slapping the can out of your face and throwing a carton of milk at you.
Well, that's like my dad would just like, if he didn't want me to have it, he wouldn't explain it to me. He'd just take it. So like the ice cream, he wanted me to eat ice cream one day, thought I was getting too fat. So he literally slapped it out of my hand into the sidewalk. So
God. is your dad Mormon? Because that's a big, like, they're anti-caffeine.
He's just weird about stuff like that. Like last week, he came over here.
Saw 7-Up in your fridge and just like ripped the fridge off the wall.
Went all Randy Hulk.
He came over to fix my mower and he walks in here into the annex and I'm taking my Synthroid for my thyroid. And Dad doesn't like me taking any of us to take any pills whatsoever.
Oh no.
So for the last decade, we've all, my mom, my brother, and myself, we all take like Lunesta or Ambien. We've hidden it from him for the last 10 years because he hates us taking pills. So when he sees me, he walks in at the right time where I have this Synthroid and he just stops. He's like, why are you taking all that junk? And it's
like, did you say I got to bulk up, Dad?
It's like, it's medicine. How long do you have to take it? I didn't want to have this discussion. A week and then I'll feel better. All right. And he goes out and works on the, because had I said the rest of my life, yeah. He would have been, no, you don't. The doctors don't know. Don't, just stop.
What you should have done is like 10 minutes later, beans. Gone out and been like, Dad, I feel weird.
Daddy, don't feel right.
put an Alka-Seltzer in your mouth and just throw it to the ground. Oh.
It's a cool spot.
Fiber cookies, though. Fucking, I have to eat fiber cookies and prunes. He fucking preaches fiber cookies and prunes. So and breakfast, the best breakfast in the world. He'll make it. If you're ever over at my house before 10 o'clock, he'll just make it to you and hand it to you. Piece of bread, wheat bread, peanut butter, like one drop of honey, folded in half.
Not bad. Not bad.
What he always does.
Peanut butter honey.
And for lunch,
he'll
make you a peanut butter or a pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, man.
Also not bad.
I'm going to hang out at your house more. I'm just going to get free pimento and peanut butter.
Don't bring ice cream, though.
Oh, no. Ice cream or any pills.
You should just show up with like a six-pack of soda, an ice cream in your hand, and a whole bunch of red pips in your pocket. Just see what happens.
I want to go get some mints of various flavors and types and shapes and kind of file them into pills and just leave them scattered around the house for him to find one day, just blow his damn mind. What are we talking about?
Cool spot?
Oh,
dead dogs.
So 7-Up, yeah. So you're not allowed to have Cokes. I feel like a lot of dead dogs.
I feel like we pretty much summed up the game.
Really?
It's a pretty dumb platformer. Mm-hmm. I've thought of you, Tyler, because
it's dumb.
Because it's so dumb. There are no bosses in this game, and I wanted to ask you about. I know you like a good boss fight.
Yeah, because it's just the levels. Because you're a cool spot, and you're making it through various parts of like you're either in a beach, the framing for a house, or a toy store, and it's iterations on those three themes throughout the whole game. And
how many levels are there?
400.
492. I think they're like six or seven levels. Not a whole
it
lot.
It makes sense that there were seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. There probably is seven. I know. I watched somebody beat this game in 12 minutes. So it's not, even with that seven levels, it's not long. Because basically, you're dropped from this level, your cool spot, and you throw balls of seven up. That's your weapon.
I was going to ask what those things are.
They're soda bubbles. They talk about it on the wiki page. You throw soda bubbles at people or at bugs or whatever the hell they are.
Bubbles are a big theme because of like the bonus levels. After you finish a regular level, you're inside a giant.
Or inside a giant glass bottle of 7-Up.
And you bounce on the carbonated bubbles. Mm-hmm.
Try to get to the top to get whatever letter you need to spell out Uncola.
Yeah.
The Uncola.
Yeah.
Remember how we were talking about Yonoid? Like, Domino's really did not capitalize on the fact that they spent a lot of money on a game because, like, Domino's is only mentioned once in that fucking game and it's in the beginning. 7-Up did not make that mistake.
No.
Oh, no.
Like, your 1-Ups are the 7-Up logo. I think the 7-Up logo appears, like, just as part of the background of the stage, probably at least twice per level.
And then, like, that your health refill, because every time you get hit like five times, I think, and every time the logo peels off the screen.
I did like that. I honestly did like that.
But then like floating soda bottles are what fill up your, reattach the cool spot to the screen.
Yeah.
And because really you have to get, you're trying to rescue other spots.
Yeah. Who's caught them? Do you know?
Like, nope.
Okay. It doesn't say. And then
Coke, I guess.
Yeah. Like an evil Lord Coke.
Big Cola.
Yeah, and the spots look exactly like you. It's like, why is that one the savior?
Good question.
What was so special about that one? Because if there's a bunch of these little bastards running around, and apparently there are because there's several of them in cages, what makes this one the hero that everybody needs?
And you just have to get 30 cool points, and then you can free the spot and then move on to the next level. So all it is just you're running around a small enclosed level trying to get cool points.
Collecting the cool points.
If you get 100%, then you'll probably get another 1-Up and access to a bonus stage.
Yeah, I think like it's somewhere like an 85, somewhere around there, and it might depend from level to level. Like if you collect a certain amount, you get to do the bonus stage.
I think there's only like 100, like you have to get every single spot to get to 100, to 100%. And I remember the first stage, I could not find the last one. I have no idea where the hell it was.
You got 99?
No, it was 96 because they were worth 4 apiece, I think.
Okay.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
So, okay. The only way to continue in this game is to spell, to get a letter and the bonus stage?
That's how to get, because basically, I think you're also participating in a contest, a kind of 7-Up contest. In order to win the contest, you have to beat the game on hard, get all the bonus levels consecutively to spell out Uncola, and then beat the game, and you win the contest and get the true ending.
Have you gotten the true ending?
No.
The true ending, like the true death.
You're enlightened at the end of the game.
And the true ending's garbage. It's not worth like.
What is the true ending?
All the cool spots that you save dance to... Like, it's your cool spot standing on top of a can of 7-Up and all the other spots around you dancing to, like, a Beach Boys song or something like that. So, yeah, that's what you get for winning the contest. Okay. All these people you got dance for you.
What's the regular ending?
The spot's crying saying you lost the contest. Yeah. I'm sorry you have beaten the game but have not won the contest. In order to win the contest, you must, and it gives you what the stipulations of winning the contest are, and you have to start over.
You freed your friends, but they're very sad that you lost the contest.
Because there's easy, normal, hard, and then you have to get all the bonus stages. So.
Well, then that's how they get in the cages. They probably got in the cages because someone lost the contest.
Yeah.
And their lives were were the stakes.
You just killed a bunch of cool spots by winning the game, but not winning
the contest. It's the 7-Up Hunger Games. Right?
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I'm sitting there thinking about it, and if this game were to come out today, it would be one of those things where, okay, if you go buy a case of 7-Up and drink them all, we're going to give you, like, you can enter something in and get an extra level on it. Like, they would just absolutely bury this kind of shit in, you know, paying for extra, you know, extra stuff.
You're not paying. You're just drinking.
The DLC is exclusively from drinking 7-Up.
Right. I mean, that's
It's not a bad idea.
In fact, they did.
We should pitch it to the soda people.
Didn't they do that with Halo and Doritos?
I don't know what that.
I've never really played a Halo game.
It was Doritos
so
and Mountain Dew and Halo, and like there were secret codes in the bags or some shit. It was a big marketing ploy a couple of years because it was Halo 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one.
I knew they had partnered up, but I never.
I knew there was a special edition Xbox for it, like the neon green Mountain Dew,
the nacho Halo. The nacho cheese Xbox.
Whenever you pick it up, it just rubs up on your fingers.
Oh, poor Cool Spot.
Yeah.
But it legitimately, I mean, it's fun. It's just like any other platformer. You jump from here, you shoot something, you collect stuff and move on. But it's, you could have easily, it could be any other iteration of characters and it would have been just another game.
I actually really liked how it looked, honestly. Like, that's not like a snide comment because maybe it's because I'm used to playing N64 games, which look like ass, and NES games, which also kind of look like ass. So it's like looking at this game was like, oh yeah, look at I can tell that's a boat in the background. That's cool.
Because what I think the secret message behind this game is
Sprite sucks.
Well, really, it's
Sprite.
It's corporate policy overcoming nature, because Cool Spot, who is this artificial chemically being, the only thing that can kill you is natural things, and then you're using your chemicals to kill the natural world. Because, like, if you fall in water, you're dead. You're throwing your balls at crabs, hermit crabs, mice, beetles, black widows, bees, and that everything that's natural kills you, and you kill everything that is natural until you overcome.
They're trying to warn you. They're trying to warn you. Continue to eat or drink this stuff, and it will most certainly kill you.
I've tried to kill things by throwing my balls at it. I usually just wind up crying.
What's your wife feel about that?
She's still alive.
She's adapted.
She's immune to my balls.
But overall, I mean, this game, it does have, there's no lava, but you bet your ass there's the train level. You bet your fucking ass it has a train level, and it is fucking awful. It is by far the worst level in the game. Because to animate it, what they do is the train has to be stationary, and then the background just moves very quickly. And it is disorienting as fuck to play. Like, it made me car sick to play this level.
Really?
Because you're concentrating on Spot in the middle, and everything behind him is moving in fast motion as you're trying to jump on these still objects in the air and trying to maneuver and shit like that. And I had to do what I do in a car to avoid being car sick. I had to set up like a fan to blow in cold air in my face because that negates me being car sick. Yeah.
Wow.
So, it was awful. It was awful.
You went way farther out of the way to play this game than I would. If I'd have been a little sick, I'd been like,
I'm done.
How can we go? Yeah.
But this game does kind of suffer from Beetlejuice's problem in that a lot of times you don't know where you're going to jump. You'll see it, and then like you'll have to jump into nothing and hope you land on it.
Leaps of
and
faith.
And that's just bad fucking programming. Just leap of faith all the fucking time.
Just assuming that, the natural direction I need to keep going is up and left. So, okay, we'll just try and see what happens.
They do have a gloved hand, though, that tells you
sometimes.
The points where you need to go, right?
Yeah, every so many cool points we'll give you,
throw you a
glove.
Bone.
Yeah. But really, the challenge is, like, once you get the 30 coins, 30 cool spots, finding where the locked up spot is, because you have to wander a level till you find it. One time I found it in I beat a level in like 30 seconds just because it was basically just jump in a straight line and there'd be clusters of spots, and then by the time I got to the end, maybe I just got lucky and jumped over the right thing and there he is. Pfft, done.
Or maybe they were like, we need to wrap this game up, guys. Let's just make a level where you grab a whole bunch of these.
The only level that was unique, because the train level is still in a toy store, but you're on this one level that's on rails that you're having to fall all over the place. But it's very easy to jump all over all the gradients. So level lost 30 seconds.
So you're falling?
You can't. You'll do this little cartwheel down all these slopes all throughout the level. But you don't have to go down there unless you want to. I imagine trying to get 100% on that level is a bitch. But if you're just trying to beat it, pfft, nothing.
But then you won't get the real ending.
Yes, you don't win the contest. It's totally worth it.
I just imagine the cool spots are like Slurms McKenzie from Futurama. Yes. Like they're really
always partying.
They're really tired of dancing. Mm-hmm. They don't want it. They don't want you to beat it on hard mode. They just want to rest.
Just leave us in the cage.
Oh.
The enemies don't respawn. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, so when you die and you come back and you have to run through that mm-hmm. same area, you've still got all your cool points and you don't have to kill the different things. Yeah.
And you'll get little flag poles. If you do die, you'll come up back and turn the checkpoints in the stage.
Yeah.
And you can shoot your soda balls in 8 directions. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was pretty cool, too.
8? Oh, okay. I'd only done forwards and up.
Yeah.
And
nothing. Because you can do diagonals. It doesn't, like, stick very well. But, like, you can do your cardinal directions by holding and throwing. But, like, doing your diagonals, it's just, like, you might throw one before it'll, like, reset. So you can't, like, do a stream in any certain direction.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. I remember when Earthworm Jim, like, it was a big deal that you could shoot in so many directions mm-hmm. in that game. So for some reason, it always sticks out in my mind when I play a SNES game because it's like you see a whole bunch of them where it's like old school NES style where it's just like cardinal directions and then all of a sudden there's these games where you can shoot in 8 directions.
Jumping was a little tough in this game too in certain spots. Like you had to get maximum leverage to get from one balloon or whatever or up to a platform. And I had to run and go back so many times because I would fall down from where I was floating and start all over again. It would just happen over and over. And like Tyler said, there's those spots where you don't really know where you're jumping. But if you don't jump at just the right time and, you know, aren't pushing the directional pad in just the right way, you're just going to fall and start all over again. So that was kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, it's okay once in a while, but that happened a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how difficult would you say this game is then?
I thought it was hard just because I had such a hard time trying to find all the... I kept looking for the different spots, and I never could find every one of them. I had a hard time with that.
Yeah, if you're just trying to beat it, not bad. If you're trying to get everything, it's kind of difficult.
Well, of course we want to see the spots dance to the Beach Boys. So
yeah, I'm leaving as soon as we're done with this.
But you get like... So play it on normal and get everything. No, you don't get the ending. It's got to be on hard and get everything.
I think it's funny that they're so smarmy about it too. Like, well, you beat the game.
Good job, you beat it.
Sorta,
bitch.
You know, you could have put it on hard mode and not been such a pussy about it, but you didn't.
But the same, I feel like they have like 4 songs that are on repeat the whole time.
You were talking about people going crazy because like this game came out on a lot of platforms, mm-hmm. and you were talking about people going crazy about the Amiga.
Yeah, they have the Amiga. That the Amiga's sound quality is better than all the other systems of that generation, which I've never even seen an Amiga. I have no idea. I listened. I watched somebody play the first level on every different platform it was released on, and I thought the Amiga sounded the worst. It sounded like instead of like actual music. It just sounded like it was played on a xylophone. I guess people are really into that. Like maybe they just love the good island theme. Like or maybe it sounded more like steel drums. They're like, yeah, I feel like I'm in Jamaica with like my 7-Up. Yeah, but I didn't get it. Honestly, I played the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah,
Super Nintendo version is not the best one in my opinion.
Really,
everything looked and sounded better on the Genesis.
This kind of seems like a Genesis game.
Yeah,
and I know that's kind of weird to say, but like. Watching it being played, it was like, this is more like a Genesis game than it is a Super Nintendo game. I want to point out something that I think is hilarious, that I think that we just lost all our xylophone player listeners. Because instead of actual music, it was xylophones. Believe is what you said.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm a xylophonist.
Yeah, Best Sound, 1993 Electronic Game Magazine. Best Cartridge Music of the Year, 1993 Sega. 28th best game of all time from Mega.
What?
What is Mega Magazine issue?
No. That is Sprite or 7-Up fucking paying off some magazines.
Yeah.
That's like a corporation now getting into gaming and just throwing their weight around to get their game out there. Absolutely.
Well, it's the Sega pure, 100% pure Sega Mega Drive. So it's Sega specific. Anyway,
do you guys
considering how shitty the music was? It's funny that that would be the thing they decided to pay for.
Do you guys know anything about Fido Dido?
I just saw that it's like a the European version of the mascot or something.
Yeah, I had never heard of it before, and then I saw it mentioned.
And by the way, it's Fido Dido.
I don't know. Is it Fido Dido?
I don't know. It just seems.
I mean, that's how I would pronounce it.
It's Fido Dido. It's like Sean Bean. It's spelled the same way, but you have to say it two different ways.
Yeah, I saw that. Where was that?
It was licensed Fido Dido or Fido Dido was licensed to PepsiCo in 1987, but the character did not receive much attention or popularity until the early 1990s when he appeared on numerous products, particularly stationery. Later, he was replaced with Cool Spot as the brand mascot.
Well, what does he look like? I don't see any pictures. This is stupid. Well, anyway.
He's a dog composed entirely of clear bubbles. It's awful.
I thought it said something about European.
I'm going to do a Google search right now for an image.
It's in the PAL.
There we go. Yeah, I remember this. He's got like
it
looks like a pencil drawing with wavy hair.
Yeah, yeah. Put that in the notes.
Yep, that's, we'll put it up there.
That's him.
I remember saw that and it reminded me of Doug.
Yeah, he does. He reminds me of Doug as well. It's the shorts with the sneakers. Like, he's got this. He's totally chomping Doug style.
If Doug and Skeeter melded together, that's what you'd get.
That's why we didn't have it here in America. Well, because they were like,
not stepping on big Nickelodeon's toes. We are not doing it.
Just to go back, it says in UK and Europe, the release of the 7-Up bottle was removed from the intro of the game and replaced with a generic soda bottle of a similar color. Lacking the label, presumably this marketing decision was made to avoid associating the 7-Up spot with the 7-Up brand there in Europe, in a region where Fido Dido has been considered the brand's official mascot since the 1980s. So it's the European mascot.
And for 7-Up.
And I think it's got to be Fido Dido, because Dido, Europe.
I don't know.
Isn't Dido British?
This is what you're basing it on. Yeah. Singer Dido.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, and that's why it's British as well.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
I feel like if they were going to say Dido, they'd say D-E-E-D-O, but Dido, Dido. Isn't that how she spells Dido? I think it's Dido.
I think you're right, yeah.
I can play you Fine Gentlemen a commercial right now if you'd like to. If you'd like to take a break in the middle of the show and watch a commercial.
I'd rather hear a Dido song, but whatever.
We don't have Dido money. Just like Patreon hasn't reached Dido money status yet for us to be able to pay for that.
It's on the beach.
This is good radio.
Yeah.
You know what?
He pulls the thing up, rolls it up.
Who's that guy?
Flying the plane.
You know what I noticed about this guy immediately? He's got a tall head.
So that's what happened.
He does. He's got a tall head. Point.
Yeah, it's even more 90s than Cool Spot.
Cool Spot.
It doesn't make as much sense either, though. Like, Cool Spot makes more sense.
You know what I miss? Hypercolor shirts.
You miss those?
I do.
I never owned one. I always wanted to.
I did too. My neighbor had one, and he was always, hypercolor shirts.
He lorded it over you all the time.
He's like, check this out.
Check it out. My shirt's green. My shirt's red. My shirt's green. My shirt's red.
Tyler, I can tell you're ready to end this. You're looking kind of shifty. You got a quiz or something? What's going on?
No, I don't. I don't have a quiz. I mean, on Mondays we can take calls. I don't need a quiz. Quiz is for us shitting on a 64 game and then like needing to fill time. So,
well, I mean, it's feeling pretty empty. I just played a 7-Up commercial from Europe.
I can tell a story about a guy with three testicles.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
No, I'll save that. I'll save that for another episode. But you got to remember to set it up next time, too.
I will. Just a little. Let's pull the curtain back a little bit. Right before we started recording, out of the blue, I was just thinking about balls, and
as you so often,
does. You know, like you do. And I remember I said out loud what I was thinking, and it was, "Do you think anyone in the history of the world ever thought they had three testicles, but one actually ended up being a tumor?" And then Miller's like, I know the answer to that. There we go.
And I've got a story for next time. Stay tuned. It's not that good. But
we essentially told it.
It'll fill up 3 minutes when we get there.
You guys have any achievements for this game?
I've got one achievement.
Okay.
And that is ice cold.
Did you look at my notes? We've talked about this happening before, but I think it's actually happened.
Let's see if it's the same exact thing. In order to unlock Ice Cold, you have to collect all of the cool points in one of the stages of Cool Spot.
You made yours
Obtainable?
Obtainable. I made mine. You have to get 101%. Because what's because it's cool points and 100% cool. What's cooler than cool?
Ice cold. Ice cold. Okay. You're right. Yours is actually well much more thought out than mine. Maybe I shouldn't do it in the car on the way over.
Yeah. Cool spot story, bro. Win on hard level and actually get the ending. Get the regular ending. Cool spot story, bro.
Because my other one, because I had two, is not worth a can of 7-Up, and that's getting the real ending. So we all kind of had the same same achievements.
I don't know what you would call it. You can come up with a catchy name for it, but collect every cool point and every... It would be very hard.
The Fonz.
And beat the game without actually killing anything.
I think that's doable.
I think it's there's no reason you doesn't seem like you couldn't.
There's nothing
do it.
In your way and there's no bosses.
Yeah.
Finish the game with your head down on a desk. Call it Heads Up 7-Up. That's how you do it. That's how you unlock that one.
Man, I loved Heads Up 7-Up so much.
It's a good game. It's a good game. So easy to cheat.
That taught me not to wear. I think I may have mentioned a long time ago. That taught me not to wear swish pants to school.
Oh yeah,
because like if you wore swish pants, heads down, people can smart kids would be like, I know who wore swish pants today.
Mm.
Yeah, first time I lost like that, I was like, fuck.
Did they point out?
Yeah, that's why I asked. Like, how'd you know it was me? You cheated. Nope, pants. Oh, fuck. Man. Fuck.
That sucks.
They should have kept that to themselves.
Yeah, they gave away. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. Right.
Heads Up 7-Up? You never played it?
Nope.
Oh, man. It was this game.
Is it like beer pong?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, then
Everyone in the classroom puts their heads down on the desk, and they have their thumbs up, right?
Yeah.
And then one person in the class gets up.
Sits on your thumb. And you have to identify them rectally.
They come by and they put one of the thumbs down, and then whoever's thumb they put down has to declare. They have to accuse a classmate of who put their thumb down.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we're gonna play the biggest Heads Up 7-Up game for the Guinness Book of World Records at Tadpog Prom.
I like that idea a lot. Why is it called Heads Up 7-Up?
I don't know.
I never thought about that before ever in my life.
I mean, Heads Up, I
get. Right, I get that. 7-Up?
7-Up? What rhymes with Heads Up? Nothing but 7-Up. Nothing but up again with a number.
Do you think it was like corporate sponsored? Like, we're going to invent a game.
They sent a guy out to every elementary school to teach them a game.
Which kind of makes sense because no one fucking drinks 7-Up. Like, I can't even. Is it still around?
Yeah, and no, it's still around.
Can you say you didn't say that with certainty?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it in the store. Like, I love one of my favorite sodas right now that I haven't. I mean, I've been off soda for a while, except for Red Bull. I drink a Red Bull in the morning, but I don't drink soda with like my meals or anything anymore. But when I did, I was heavily into Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, so I forgot about.
I always kept like two sleeves of that in the fridge. I fucking love Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Okay,
and also you can also make good cupcakes with it. So.
Okay.
So it's still around.
I'm glad. I mean, I'll never drink it, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm glad that that's still a thing. Because I feel like 7-Up could easily go the route of Tang in no time. Yeah.
Well, it's like whenever I see an actor I haven't seen in a while on a show, I'm like, man.
Oh, that's good.
I'm glad Corbin Burnson's working again. Good for him. Man, I thought Mara Tierney was dead. Good thing. I'm glad she's working again.
Tyler, I've had a lot of fun today talking about dead dogs and soda drinks and how they don't do tea right in the North. But before we close things out, there are, of course, several important questions that I need to ask you. The first of which being, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be?
It's a beard like, say, it actually, 7-Up funds Heads Up 7-Up. But some kid in elementary school is going to spill their 7-Up on their desk. All right.
Inevitably.
And that's just, it's a sticky mess. But then you have to put your head down on your desk. So the beard I give it is your skin sticking to the sticky surface covered in 7-Up. And it hurts as you have to pull your face.
Your face skin.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's actually, your beard has a flesh a flesh. Your desk is a flesh beard.
Yep. Flesh beard. I give it your remaining skin cells on a sticky desk.
That sounds like a porno name.
Ruben Fleshbeard.
Sticky Fleshbeard. Why do they call it a soda jerk?
I don't know.
Probably the way you have to pull the container.
You gotta jerk off.
Yeah, jerk off. You have to jerk off your 7-Up wrap. Yeah, get the soda.
This is an awfully rude thing to call somebody.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Soda jerk.
Soda jerk.
Give me my cherry phosphate, soda jerk.
What's the what do you think the modern day equivalent of the word jerk is? Like if jerk was an insult in the 1950s, like what's our modern day equivalent of that?
No. Barista.
Asshole.
Ass napkin. Dipshit.
You play MMOs, asshat.
Yeah, asshat.
I feel like asshat is a very common thing on an MMO. I don't know why. I never hear anybody else on MMO call somebody else an asshat.
Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I have to give it a cool pair of shades, but they're very cheaply made. So like these shades, the handles that go on your ears don't bend. Like it's just one big piece of plastic.
So they don't fold?
They don't fold. They're solid, and the lenses are just like tinted plastic.
Triangles
gray
also,
tinted plastic.
Right?
Triangles would be good.
Awesome.
So it looks good, but they're pretty shittily made.
Also, I'm thinking that, I mean, of course, glasses are your realm, but I'm thinking that maybe the ends of the glasses have little headphone bits that go over your ears, and it's just nonstop xylophone music. It's the complete like Beetlejuice soundtrack done with xylophones
and steel drums. That's what I need.
You remember the glasses? I guess they were sunglasses. They seemed to be completely pointless, but like in the 80s, that were like, there were no lenses. They were just plastic bars.
Oh, yeah, the Kanye shades.
Yeah.
And what the fuck is the point of those things? What do they do?
I've never worn them. I don't know if they work.
Do they do anything other than obstruct your vision and make you a bad driver? I mean,
yeah, no. Okay. Nothing else.
They're not protecting you from the sun's UV radiation. I can tell you
squint simulator.
Yeah.
What if you feel like you're squinting all the time? Wear these. You love Venetian blinds. Have Venetian blinds all the time.
You know I do.
You what know I love them.
What if your Venetian blinds your cats won't fuck up? Just put them on your face.
I got one more question. This is for everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to know, how much is this game on Amazon? If you were to buy it right now, used on Amazon, how much do you think you would pay for it?
For what system?
For the SNES.
Okay. $8.
$8 from Tyler. Miller, what do you think?
I'm going to go even lower. I'm going to say $5.99
for Miller. Actual retail value of Cool Spot for the Super Nintendo used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $7.25. Tyler's the closest, but went over.
So, why Miller. None of us said $7 for the 7-Up game?
I don't know.
We went around it.
Yeah. Well, no one knows how much Up Since is, so I get it.
Oh, well. We got some time if you can take some calls.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Oh, I'd love to have some calls. That's my favorite part of being here.
Not hanging out with us.
No, fuck you guys.
We've got a bunch of them. Like, we've got... next all-call show is going to be...
Not four calls again.
What? I like that. Come on. Look, if our listeners learned
anything...
Eventually,
we'll do an all-call show where it's just one that we just break down for an hour and a half.
I feel like we could do that.
I'll call and read the first chapter of, like, War and Peace.
I think you mean war. What is it good for?
Absolutely not.
It's a Seinfeld deep cut.
Which I get now, because I've also been, like, after I watch everything on Hulu, catch up on my shows, I just go back to Seinfeld pick random episodes.
Oh, man. That's my favorite show of all time. Still is. Mm-hmm. Still holds up for me. And, like, the only thing that's outdated to me is, like, just the clothing. I really enjoy, like, early Elaine. Wow. There's some weird shit going on where she's got, like, a sundress with, like, I swear at one point she's wearing a brooch that is the Wagon and Oxen from Oregon Trail. It just is. It just is that.
You know, I was actually playing Oregon Trail when the OJ trial, came to an end and the verdict was announced.
cool spot story, bro.
Interesting factoid.
That's gonna be a question when we do like Tadpog Jeopardy. Like, what game was Sean Miller playing during the OJ verdict?
I was thinking about it earlier. We were talking about middle school, and I remember one of the most defining moments in middle school was sitting in Mr. Doom's computer science class watching the OJ trial and watching the verdict get announced. And I was sitting there playing Oregon Trail, like, not guilty. All right.
I was in sixth grade, and like I remember all the lights were out. Everybody was just riveted watching.
Yeah.
We stopped doing anything in class, watched the OJ trial.
They brought us into the cafeteria. All of the classes into the cafeteria, and there was a television, this tiny-ass television that we were all watching.
Like, you got to imagine the last time that happened, like we're that many was probably when the Challenger exploded.
Right, yeah.
Or JFK getting killed.
Yeah, like. Or before that, when JFK or Martin Luther King got assassinated. Like him being guilty or not guilty was important enough that school kids across the country were herded into gymnasiums.
And they, O.J. Simpson, guy from Naked Gun, didn't know he was a football player, didn't know why he was important. He was just the guy. I was like, why is everybody obsessed with that guy from Naked Gun?
You're better than me. I had no fucking clue who he was. I had zero idea because I'd never seen the Naked Gun or a football game. Well,
that's sad about Naked Gun.
O.J.'s locked up and Leslie Nielsen's dead. We're not going to see that magic again.
Is Leslie Nielsen dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize he was dead. That sucks. Did you get run over in front of my house?
Somebody needs to come clean up Leslie Nielsen.
Lindsay, come get your granddad.
You want to clean up your granddad or not?
We got our first call here is from 412, which is actually a text message. They say, who was the first person to start the request a game through an iTunes review? I wonder if that person ever got a title. I'm pretty sure that person was Tyler.
Tyler Dunnigan?
Tyler Holland of Tadpog fame. Wasn't that your idea?
Who?
I think it was my idea, but the first person who actually did it.
Oh, the first person who did it?
Actually left that 5-star
review. Who requested the first one?
Man, you know what? I don't know.
We're going to have to go.
I guarantee you never did
Well, Lord Matt, I mean, he may have started with, well, no, I was going to say Matt's Fat Package, but.
I think he does mention 3D.heroes in his review.
Which we still haven't done.
Yeah. Which we've had for 3 years.
But it's so funny, the look on Tyler's face, because I think in his mind he was thinking, yeah, we totally did. No, we didn't do that. He actually did do 3D.heroes.
It's setting over there. We did the two other games he sent us later. We haven't done that first review or that game he gave us at first.
Yeah.
Is he still a listener? Because
Every now and then. I think he just, like, if it's a game he's interested in, then he'll listen and comment. Like, when we do Persona 3 or 4, like, he'll be all over that. But other than that,
you think he's mad about 3D.heroes?
Maybe a little bit. He did wish me happy birthday. He will occasionally message me and just ask what's up. But that's it.
He got in touch with me on Father's Day. So that's good. Yeah. I didn't ask him if he still listened because I knew the answer was no. But hey, if you haven't been listening to this episode, thank you for listening.
I had an interesting moment actually at a wedding I was at a month ago. I was walking through the like receiving line to congratulate everybody, and the groomsmen and things were there. And one of the groomsmen was like, "Oh, hey man, what's up? I listened to your podcast the other day." And I was like, first of all, he called it your podcast, so I was like, "Yeah, I must be really famous on Tadpog now that people really started to recognize me." And I was like, oh, yeah, which one was it? He was like, I don't know, the last one you did. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess it was probably at that time. I mean, the last one time I'd been here was for Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's really funny. And it, you know, people recognize it. It wasn't until the next day I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, that was Tyler's brother.
It was Ryan?
He was a groomsman in that wedding, and I was like, oh, random person.
I met
Ryan. Knows who you are and knows that you're on Tadpog.
I've met him half a dozen times. I don't know how I didn't immediately be like, oh, hey, Ryan, what's up? And it was the next day. I was in there like, oh, no, that's Todd.
I was hoping the story was going to end like you forgot you did another podcast.
No, I got really excited for everybody. It's like, oh man, you guys, I can't wait to tell them. They've got just random people listening to the podcast. Nope.
So I guess we don't know the answer to that question, 412, but we'll look into it. Mm-hmm. We'll look into it. You okay? Just,
no, come on. My foot caught.
Almost died. I'm dead.
All right.
Just a dead dog under the table now.
I do think it would have been great if we just didn't acknowledge that all together. Like, there's just this, like, 1 second where Miller's like, oh, shit. No one says anything. We got another call. This is from 651.
Motherfucking tadpog. Cody again. I had an interesting question for you. I mean, I think I know the answer, but I was just—it's game related. I was just seeing what your guys' favorite video game console is or was. I'd have to say mine is probably the PlayStation 2 because that thing was just a powerhouse. All right, I hope to hear this soon.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I'm off calling the show. I just wanted to do a praying pause there for a second. All right. Peace.
Well, you sent this on May 28th, so, I mean, that's probably sooner than you expected to hear on the show. Thank you for calling. I have an answer prepared.
Yeah, me too.
Is it the same, I wonder?
1, 2, 3...
Game
Super
Gear?
Nintendo.
Game right. Gear?
So, no, totally
the
not.
The Apple II.
The Amiga. Cool Spot was so good.
An iPhone, because you love the Kardashian game so much. That's his favorite game of all time.
We're not allowed to talk about that. We can't talk about that.
The iPhone 6.
I got to go Game Gear because, I mean, it was not the best, but to me it was the best because it was the first
TV tuner.
Yeah, man, I wanted that TV tuner. I didn't have it, but I wanted it. That was the first system I remember having where my parents were okay with it for some reason. And I think it's because we used to always take road trips. Always. Always. And I guess it just got tired of me like being a kid in the back seat. And they're like, here's a Game Gear, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up for 3 hours. Yep. And I remember that backfired on them a little bit because there was an AC adapter and I would just plug that motherfucker into the wall and lay in bed and play it for hours.
Yeah.
And of course, obviously it came with this really cool case, which I stashed my pornography in there, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. And that huge tube, the battery pack.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
6 batteries, about an hour maybe of life.
Uh-huh.
Got switched to your battery pack.
Yep.
Get a little more out of the battery pack.
Did you have the TV tuner, Tyler?
Later, I did.
Yeah? Was it any good?
No.
Yeah, okay.
You only get 3, 6, and 12, so I could watch soaps during the day in shitty reception, but nope, that's it.
Did your Game Gear have a whole like bunch of dead pixels? Because like I remember mine, I had it for so long, I remember by the time it was, I was done with it, it had like 8 just glaring white dead pixels on the screen.
You know, mine was fine. I was jealous of Brandon's. Brandon had the blue one. So that was pretty cool.
Of course he did.
But I'd like to. Of course Brandon did. Mine's got to be, I mean, the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's so much I love out of it. I mean, I love the original PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of mileage out of the PlayStation. I feel like the Dreamcast is underrated. I think the Dreamcast is a great system.
I haven't had much experience with it.
It's, for me, bar none, the Super Nintendo.
Miller?
Yeah, yeah, Super Nintendo as well. I hated handheld games.
Yeah.
Like the Game Gear and Game Boy and like even the newer ones, the DS and stuff, they just do nothing for me.
I get it.
I just really, and Super Nintendo was when I first, like, I had friends who had the Genesis, and I had the Super Nintendo, or it was it Genesis was the Super Nintendo was 16-bit, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you either had a Super Nintendo or just like a PlayStation and Xbox now. And I never really gave a shit between PlayStation and Xbox, but back then I had friends about a Genesis and I was like, that's fucking stupid.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm Team Super Nintendo and you need to just piss off. I mean, that's when I first had like a feeling towards a game system was a Super Nintendo. I was just like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to have and everything else is shit. Sorry.
There's that vicious U.S. brand loyalty kicking in at an early age.
And
That was the first, like, I remember that too. That was the first like defining thing. Like,
and I was like,
fuck those people.
And I was like, Sonic, who gives a shit? It's a hedgehog. I don't care. Don't care about Sega and their crap.
Try to make Sonic jump up underwater up those blocks. Fuck that. He's going Mario. Exactly. Fuck that shit.
Does Sonic shoot? Does he turn red when he grabs a flower and shoot fireballs out of his cock? No, I don't think so. No,
Mario doesn't do that either.
Oh, he does. If you watch the animation, it looks like he's going bow, bow, bow.
Gotta wash the pixels carefully.
Yeah.
Let's roll the tape back.
But yeah, that, other than that, everything else has just been the game system that I have that I actually care. Although there is still something fun to when I look back and taking the original Nintendo cartridges out and blowing in them. You know, that was like thinking about that makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Yeah. Oh, it's not coming up right. Let's blow the dust out.
Because I do the NES. I love the NES, but I don't feel like there aren't nearly as many games that I'm passionate about on the NES.
No.
Just a small handful of stuff that I'll really want to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit older, I think. I've got a warm spot in my heart for the NES, but like a lot of those games are just awful.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are just straight garbage.
Yeah. I think most of the NES games that we've done, except for like Mario 1, 2, and 3, like we pretty much just picked the shit from the NES list when we're going to talk about a game.
It is true.
Maybe we haven't done good NES games.
Well, we got to leave that for Two Dudes and an S, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like we're doing them a huge favor by doing all of the shit games.
You guys just pick like a good audience and like build up like good stuff. Have good things to talk about and good interviews with people. We'll just do shitty corporate-based
Well, I'm looking at the drawing that Sandwich Pope Phil Hawkins did and sent us. We're two annoyed dicks piss on games.
We got to keep that going. Yeah.
We do keep, Tyler, you've got it on the wall just to remind us every time we record why we're here.
I feel like, is Rygar the best, like,
oh yeah,
NES game that we've talked about? Other than, I mean, the Mario, we did the Mario, but we did that more for All-Stars than actually going after those games. Like NES exclusive games that have been like remade, like Mario 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, well, good luck. Like all the good ones have been remade. That's true. That's the thing.
I would actually like to do the original Final Fantasy, the straight up NES, not like a port for something else, the real deal, number one.
Give me 80 hours.
Yeah. People go nuts about Dragon Warrior. Never played a Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, I haven't played Dragon Warrior either.
Oh, what else people love? I mean, we haven't done classics like Ninja Gaiden and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I guess that's not really our forte. Like Yo Noid and Beetlejuice, that's more our speed.
You didn't do Kung Fu, did you?
I love Kung Fu. Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing Kung Fu.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing Kung Fu.
Next time Brandon comes in, I kind of like to do Kung Fu with Brandon. Mm-hmm. Him and I used to play that a lot.
Have you done any Atari games yet? I hadn't.
Yeah,
we did. For Ready Player One, we did Tempest and Adventure.
Yeah, that's right. I'd love that. Can you still get the E.T. game?
Yeah. Now the ones that were buried are collector's things that cost a lot of money, but just the straight-up E.T. game, yeah.
That'd be a fun game to shit on, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I've never played it.
I hear that it's actually like, if you actually read the instruction manual that teaches you how to play it, that it's not that bad. It's just like, without the instruction manual, you're not going to fucking figure it out. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense, the challenge-wise, but like, if you read the instruction manual and know what you're doing, it's not that bad.
My big Atari game was Pitfall. Man, I could play, as a kid, I could play Pitfall for like a 6-hour block. No problem at all. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the game had an end. I don't think that it did.
Probably, yeah.
But it's like, as a kid, that's the thing that kept me going, where it's like, well, obviously, once you get past these three alligator heads, it's going to be the end of the game. And it's like, I get past those. Oh, Scorpion kills me.
Nothing keep going, but what?
That was Atari?
Yeah.
What was the jungle? I think it was on regular Nintendo. I always really liked.
What kind of game was it?
Sort of like a platformer, but you weren't really platforming. It was side-scrolling, I guess. It's side-scrolling adventure.
They did.
That's the best way to describe it. Jungle something.
So not Jungle Strike.
Not Jungle Strike.
Jungle Hunt or something like
Jungle
that.
Jungle Book.
You're a dude. You're a dude with like a cowboy hat on kind of thing, and you're doing like Indiana Jones shit across the.
They did a Pitfall remake for Super Nintendo and Genesis. I don't know. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Because Pitfall Harry is very Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what it was then. I'm just getting confused.
Which of course I played because I had a huge love for the Atari game. At the time, I remember thinking, not a bad game, but I have a feeling if I were to go back and play the SNES.
I crushed some of my childhood, so let's go back and crush some of yours.
You
want
to do it? I'm down to do it.
Do Pitfall?
Yeah, I'm down to do Pitfall.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Cody.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's a question that I feel like someone should have asked by now. It's a It's a good, easy question.
It would have been great if all three of us answered N64.
You can take another one?
Yeah, we can take another one. Here is a call from 319. Instead of playing the call, you just want to call this person back?
Sure.
Hey, guys. So I just listened to the Yoshi episode, and I heard the following statement from Tyler, and I quote, "Fuck your Star Wars 7. We're going to watch Jerry Maguire." And you guys seem to get a lot of positive feedback. Anyone who dials the numbers usually calling in to, you know, support the show. I guess it's not true across the board, but well, I'm going to exercise my right as an American, freedom of speech. Hold on, I prepared this statement. That's my paper. All right, here it goes.
There's the call heads. All right, hold on. He calls back. We can't just, I mean, unless you want to end on a cliffhanger.
No, let's get it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. Calling back in. Just saying sorry. Had time to reflect on the Star Wars comment.
All right, I'm going to pause for a minute just because I hope that this is like a statement about freedom of speech. Where it's like, I'm going to exercise my freedom of speech as an American. I'm going to read this statement, and then it's censored off. It just cut off. All right, sorry, here we go.
And I realize I'm not at peace with it, so apologize. On that note, we'd like to do another round of play this, not that. But this time, I'll explain the rules a little better so that there's clarity. So the two games, and I'll do it myself, so I'll show you. The two games we're going to do this week are Splatoon and Witcher 3. I haven't played either one of them. I'm going to give you an explanation of what I think about each game, and then I'm going to say, play this, not that. So Splatoon, you can turn into a squid, and you shoot guys. Witcher 3, there's naked NPCs, and I heard you can also have sex with them. I also saw a video where your head glitches, and for some reason it's in your own butt. Well, obviously, you know, your head, your own butt, and naked NPCs is better than squid. So, play The Witcher 3, don't play Splatoon. And there you have it. All right, guys, keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay, so this was the thing we were confused about last time. Remember? Yeah. And I'm still confused now. Are we supposed to do this now?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I thought he was going to like rail me about not seeing Star Wars or something. I know. That's not what I expected.
I feel like I might have missed a joke there, is what I feel like. Miller's shaking his head like, I don't fucking get it either.
He's asking, like, what would we rather play out of those two games? Because that's like asking, would you rather eat a T-bone steak or a chicken nugget that fell on the ground 10 minutes ago? I would obviously rather play Witcher 3. There's naked people and you can bang them. I mean, that's, or you can be a squid shooting thing. What the hell is that?
I'm pretty interested in Splatoon. I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
I know about The Witcher 3. What's the other game?
It's a shooter for the Wii U.
I'm already out.
Yeah, I mean, it's cutesy for sure. If you were to pick two games that were out right now that were like complete opposites, it's probably these two games. I don't know. I would play Heroes of the Storm because that's what I've been playing nonstop. So I'm going to say play that instead of either of those games.
Well, I guess I know The Witcher. What's it? Geralt?
I don't know.
Jerry Maguire.
The star of The Witcher 3, Jerry Maguire, has white hair. And I'm eagerly waiting to go gray. So because he has white hair and I'm jealous of that, I'm going to say Witcher 3.
You're a real Steve Martin knight?
Yeah. Yeah, if that's a mod where you can play The Witcher 3, only you're Steve Martin.
Then I would be like super interested in The Witcher 3. I'm kind of interested in it. It's one of those games. Here's my deal with Witcher 3. Like, I haven't played Witcher 1 or Witcher 2. Mm-hmm. So first of all, there's that barrier, right? It's like, do I really want to get into this thing that I don't know anything about? Yeah. And then the other thing is, it seems like one of those games where I have to like make a commitment to play it and finish it. And I'm also, see, with Splatoon, it feels like one of those games where it's like, all right, I got like 30 minutes to kill while Henry takes a nap. I can play this fucking thing for 30 minutes. And then I don't really give a shit if I don't finish this level or whatever. I can just turn the fucker off and be done with it.
I played The Witcher 1 a little bit, and yeah. It was okay, but I wasn't so knocked out with it that I had to run to the store to get the second one.
See, that's what I've heard. Like, they get each entry has been a lot better. I've got 1 and 2 on Steam. Of course, I haven't fucking
I got them
yet.
Too.
So, yeah.
I think Josh Nance of Uniracer fame, he likes
the
series,
Witcher
right?
series a lot, yeah.
So maybe we'll do all 3 of them one day and have them on. You know, in that month where we don't have anything to do, we can just play Witcher games.
Yeah.
There's probably a few games on the eventually list you could play instead.
Nah. We were making steady progress on the eventually list, and then we realized, like, these N64 games are fucking long. We're going to have to make other shit Monday about some brief shit.
Yeah. They're long, and it's like fucking pulling teeth. Yeah. Like, it is a miserable experience. It has been a miserable fucking experience for me.
Because you absolutely play through the entire game before you do these shows.
Oh, every time. Perfect Dark, I finished it 3 times.
Yeah.
Should probably start that one.
I remember the Super Nintendo list, we pretty much would beat the game every week. No problem. But, like, Cool Spot's the first game I've completed, like, all the way through in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time for me, too. I really, really tried for Diddy Kong Racing. But, man, the games are just long. They're long games.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think it's good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode, we'll be talking about Perfect Dark. After that,
maybe.
After that, I don't know. Whatever advert game we decide to do next. Might be McKids. We don't know.
Oh, man, I want to do McKids so bad.
Isn't there a Burger King game?
Yeah, 3 Burger King games.
Yeah, we got to do one of those.
Is that many?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
They're for 360, so.
What?
Yeah.
They put out a 360.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's something.
You know what we still love? 5-star iTunes reviews.
We do.
I want to thank Rainbow Hole, who left a very flattering 5-star review.
Rainbow Hole?
Rainbow Hole. Good username. Yeah. Nice review.
Can I have
thank you,
can
Rainbow
I use that on
Hole.
Steam? Do you mind?
So if there's any request a game for us to play, just wanted to like us just because. So I appreciate that. But if you need more incentive to get on and leave us a 5-star iTunes review, so if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want on that episode, include that in your 5-star review. And we promise we will get to that
eventually.
Guys, I just want to point out that I was curious when we were talking about Burger King game, and Miller, you were so surprised that there was a Burger King game. I was like, I wonder if there's a Dairy Queen game. There is.
Oh,
it's called DQ Tycoon. I feel like we got to play this shit.
And Nicole has to be on it.
That's awesome.
So there we go.
I might want a Blizzard now.
We all will. We'll all get Blizzards and play that game and eat Blizzards while we talk about it.
Let's get all the Blizzards they have.
It's going to be awful audio if we just jump on Blizzards.
I've always wanted to go through the drive-thru and, like, just order every Blizzard they have and just do it. Never done it.
How can I help you? All the Blizzards,
all the Blizzards.
Please.
The first half of the
what
recording.
What size? Small. I'm not Rockefeller.
The first half of the recording should be you going to Dairy Queen, like, recording the trip over there to go through the drive-thru.
I actually really like that idea.
Do you know you can play your job as a game for free?
I'm going to do what you do from the comfort of my couch. So, good job not finishing high school.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Perfect Dark.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I mean, we'll probably mention Perfect Dark at some point in that episode. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. I mean, you're going to see Fido Dido, Fido Dido. He'll be there. I don't know why I associate him with Zima. Maybe it's just the European thing.
Yeah.
Zima's European, right?
Of course.
I mean,
it's Josh Nance's favorite.
Especially when you put the Jolly Rancher in it and let it melt a little bit. It tastes like grapes.
You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. That is the best place to let us know how you feel about this particular episode.
Who's there?
A lot of cool people.
What are they doing?
They're doing a lot of cool shit. You can find us on Twitter if you want. We are at @tadpog_podcast.
Wow. What's the word?
How much does that weigh?
I mean, it probably doesn't weigh a whole lot, but it's probably just kind of like bulk. It's like it's like, cumbersome.
Yeah,
it's cumbersome.
It's like a cucumber.
Cumbersome adjective, being related in shape or form to a cucumber.
Thank you for everybody who is retweeting us, especially our episode announcements. It gets the word out, and Lord knows we need to get the word out. You know what else? You can call us if you want. If you want to call us, if you want to be one of the cool people who asked us, play this, not
if,
that.
If you're Cody,
yeah. Do you want to confuse us? Call us at 270-883-2555. If you leave a voicemail, try to keep it under 3 minutes. And of course, we love questions. We got a Patreon. If you want to throw us a couple bucks, you totally can. It's of course optional. You can find us at patreon.com/tadpog. And just, I don't know, steal your mom's credit card, allegedly steal your mom's credit card, put that in there.
Oh. Hey, Sean Miller.
What's up?
Our theme song
is Moves.
By whom?
Japanese Maple Parkway.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Sycamore Drive.
We're going to link to that track we found.
In the show notes.
Where are they?
At tadpog.com.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Thanks for being on the show, by the way.
I'm always glad to be here.
It's been a while.
It has. It's been far too long.
So next time you see Tyler's brother, he'll be like, heard you on the podcast. Yeah.
Well, if he was just now listening to Ready Player One, it sounds like he's a little bit behind too. So
I mean, he didn't listen for a long time, and now that he has a 2-hour commute to work, he's blasting through them. He's in like the hundreds now, I think. Like the low hundreds. He's listening backwards. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so we're progressively getting worse.
Yeah. That's funny. If he's not listening to him in that order, then he may have listened to something else. May not have been Ready Player One.
Yeah. See, how are you listening to him? Harrison Bergeron style, where it's just going to get worse. It's like you're regressing as you go back through. Or Flowers for Algernon's Die. They're both pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
He should do alphabetically, just because why not?
Miller, how do you want to close this out?
I don't know.
The death throes of dogs? That be awful?
Yeah, Oberon from the Iron Druid series.
Okay, I could do that.
Dying.
Right. I got it.
Have you listened to the books?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
But I've got the character in my mind. I've already developed like the backstory for the character who dies, and I'll be happy to do it.
Okay.
So until next time.
He's Italian, right? Atticus?
Yep. He's an Italian Irish wolfhound.
See, I had in my mind, I thought that he was he worked at a pizza parlor. He had one of those big mustaches.
Exactly. Oh, I am dead.
Old Mother Hubbard went to a cupboard to get a poor doggy a bone. Mother Hubbard bent over. Rover took over. She got a bone of her own. Oh!
Thanks for the stinger.